Germany is embarking on a potentially lengthy search for its next government after the center-left Social Democrats narrowly beat out Chancellor Angela Merkel's center-right bloc in an election that failed to set a clear direction for Europe's biggest economy under a new leader. Leaders of the parties in the newly elected parliament were meeting Monday to digest a result that saw Merkel's Union bloc slump to its worst ever result in a national election and appeared to put the keys to power in the hands of two opposition parties. Both Social Democrat Olaf Scholz, who pulled his party out of a years-long slump, and Armin Laschet, the candidate of Merkel's party, who saw his party's fortunes decline in a troubled campaign, laid a leading claim to the next government. It's been a little more than a decade since Taliban fighters descended on their Afghan capital and cemented their takeover. Now they're vying for a seat in the Club of Nations and seeking what no country has given them as they attempt to govern for a second time. That's international recognition of their rule. The Taliban wrote to the United Nations requesting to address the UN General Assembly, a meeting of the leaders that is underway in New York. They argue they have all the requirements needed for recognition of the government. Meanwhile, South Korea is urging North Korea to restore dormant communication hotlines a day after the North repeated an offer to open conditional talks. The North might be seeking to extract concessions about 2 weeks. This is VOA News. Israeli troops conducted a series of arrest raids against suspected Hamas militants across the occupied West Bank early Sunday, sparking a pair of gun battles in which five militants were killed. Two Israeli soldiers were seriously wounded. It was the deadliest violence between Israeli forces and Palestinian militants in the West Bank in several weeks. The region has seen an increase in fighting in the region in the recent months, with tensions fueled by Israeli settlement construction, heightened militant activity in the northern West Bank, and the aftermath of a bloody war between Israel and Hamas militants in the Gaza Strip last May. The Israeli military said it had been tracking the Hamas militants for several weeks and that the raids were launched in response to immediate threats. With more than 40 million doses of coronavirus vaccines available, U.S. health authorities said that they're confident there will be enough for every American who qualifies. A spike in demand is expected after the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention endorsed boosters of the Pfizer vaccine for all Americans 65 and older. CDC said younger people at higher risk from the coronavirus because of health conditions or their job would also qualify. Meanwhile, more than 70 million Americans remain unvaccinated. That's despite the enticement of lottery numbers and prizes, free food or gifts, and pleas from the exhausted healthcare workers as the average number of deaths per day climbed to more than 1,900 in recent weeks. Cheers rang out, hugs were exchanged, and rainbow-colored flags waved overhead across Switzerland as the Swiss resoundingly voted to allow same-sex couples to marry, with final results of a nationwide referendum showing this on Sunday. The Justice Minister, Karen Keller-Sutter, tweeted that the government will implement the decision quickly, and under current plans, the new rules can take effect on July 1st. Some of the thousands of Haitian migrants who briefly formed a camp in the Texas border town of Del Rio have now found a helping hand across the river in Mexico City. While U.S. officials announced the camp on the U.S. side has been cleared, an undetermined number of migrants remained in Mexico, afraid to step foot in the streets after Mexican immigration agents raided a small hotel and ringed a similar camp on the Mexican side with agents. Via remotes, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.